You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 1995.
Hi, DX Audio Service members. Fred Vobey here in the Sheetrock Announce booth with your DX Audio Service for the issue before the convention. As just about the time we mail this thing out, we're going to be prepped and ready to go to the 1995 National Radio Club Convention in Aurora, Colorado. We've got our tape recorders all packed up and our cables and microphones and all that other neat stuff. And we'll go out there and see if we can get some audio and perhaps put together a cassette or two for the convention. By the way, Wayne urges you to get convention registrations to him at 4131 South Andes Way, Aurora, Colorado, 80013-3831. And he has this to say. The Colorado Convention is taking shape. We have plenty of information on hand for everyone to see colorful Colorado with many things to be done north, south, and west of the convention. Whatever happened to the east? We'll have a DX quiz and a seminar on ANARC, as well as a session with John Bowker doing a segment for the DX Audio Service. The banquet will be an informal dinner at Grisani's Italian Restaurant, followed by business meeting and the auction on Saturday night. Anyone needing any additional information can contact Wayne Heinen at area code 303-699-6335 before 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Wayne encourages everyone to pre-register or at least let him know that you're coming to the banquet so he can get a head count. Anyone who may need special pickup at any transportation center is encouraged to contact Wayne as soon as possible. All amateur radio operators should bring 2-meter or 440 rigs, as the Aurora Repeater Association's wide coverage repeaters can assist with communication throughout the metro area. Ken Chatterton also encourages anyone interested in hosting the 1996 convention to contact him with at least some tentative bid information. By the way, Kiwa Electronics will have a hands-on demo of the Kiwa Loop antenna, and they'll have lots of auction items, including a select antenna from C.R. Crane and a quantum loop from Jerry Thomas, that is, if the hurricane didn't get him. And I understand they might even have a lot of old, rare NBC promotional material. We'll see.
Hi, this is Ken McHarg. From all of us here at HCJB, the voice of the Andes, in Quito, Ecuador, South America, we'd like to salute the DX Audio Service on its 10th year.
Hi, this is John Bowker. I'm going to be back with the Travelogue right after Jerry Starr's AM switch. And by the way, you can contribute to Jerry's column by sending information to Jerry in care of WRTK Radio, 4040 Simon Road, that's S-I-M-O-N Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512-1320. And now, here's Jerry.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch, right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Reference number is 366, and we start with our usual pile of call interchanges. On 540, KOJY, Costa Mesa, California, becomes KNNZ. 710, WKRG, Mobile, Alabama, changing to WNTM. 730, WBBI, Madison, Alabama, changes to WUMP. 770, KRPM, Seattle, Washington, changing to KNWX. That's part of a call and facility swap we'll explain in just a moment. On 810, WSHF in Hahira, Georgia, becomes WWRQ. And on 1090, the other half of that swap, KNWX in Seattle, becomes KRPM. 1230, KLKE Del Rio, Texas, changing to KDLK. 1410, WKZB Cleveland, Mississippi. They've only had that call a month or so. They're changing already to WDSK. And on 1590, KBBY Ventura, California, becomes KXSP. The KRPM and KNWX call and facility swap goes like this. KRPM is letting KNWX have their more desirable lower frequency in return for KNWX allowing them to diplex into their antenna system. Applications for new stations, we don't often have these. This month we have two. One we don't know much about. On 540 St. Paul, Alaska, the Pilbroff School District has applied for a station, but we have no technical information from the FCC on that one yet. Also on 1510, a new station has been applied for in Hackettstown, New Jersey, 900 watts day, 230 watts night, and a U2 antenna. Some interesting applications from existing stations. On 620, WXLX in Newark, New Jersey would like to change their city of license to Jersey City, New Jersey. and raised their night power to 8,000 watts. That often comes up at a convention trivia quiz. The largest city in the U.S. without a licensed radio station has always been Jersey City, New Jersey. That may soon change. 1190 WANN Annapolis, Maryland would like to change their city of license to Highland Beach, Maryland, and go full-time by adding 1,000 watts at night. 1340 WYCK, the silent station in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, would like to change their city of license to Plains, Pennsylvania. And on 1600 WNGA in Nashville, Georgia, would like to change frequency to 750 kHz with 5,000 watts D1. Now, those are all applications. These are grants. On 810 KRGS, Rifle, Colorado, will be moving to 690 kHz. They'll have 970 watts in the daytime, a mighty 12 watts at night. The antenna will be U1. On 1250 WXOX in Bay City, Michigan, they have changed their city of license to Frankenmuth, Michigan. Moving on into an extensive otherness section, on 610 KSKE Vail, Colorado, this station is now relaying programming from KHTH, the 1130 station in Dillon, Colorado, as are several other stations. We'll get to them as we move down the frequency here. On 660 KSKY, Balch Springs, Texas, this station reports that their night power is 800 watts, so make that change in your log. On 680 KXKW in Tioga, Louisiana, construction permit for this new station that was never built has been canceled, and the call has been deleted. Just part of some major house cleaning that the FCC has done this month, and part of the reason why otherness is so big this month. 690 KSTL, St. Louis, Missouri, their full-time is on. They are running 18 watts at night. 700 WGZS in Dothan, Alabama, this brand-new station is on the air. Also on 700 WWTL, Walkersville, Maryland, this station continues to do on-the-air testing, and regular programming is expected to begin soon. On 890 KPTO, Citrus Heights, California, construction permit for new station that has been canceled, and the call is deleted. Also on 890 KAVR, Rosamond, California, this construction permit for a new station has been canceled, and this call is deleted. 930 KRKY, Granby, Colorado, is back on the air. We told you about that last month. They are also relaying the programming of KHTH in Dillon. 950 KSWD, Seward, Alaska, is silent. 960 KCLL in Lompoc, California, their construction permit for a synchronous transmitter in Santa Maria, California, has been canceled. 990 KIKI in Honolulu, Hawaii, this station is silent. Seems they lost their lease on the tower that is used by many of the Honolulu AM stations. On 990 WVSC, Somerset, Pennsylvania, station reports their night power is 250 watts, another change for your log. On 1000 WZTN, Montgomery, Alabama, cross this one off. The license for this long silent station has been canceled and the call deleted. 1090 WNVY, Cantonment, Florida, is silent. On 1140 KSLD, Soldotna, Alaska, last month we told you that the official word from the station was that this silent AM would not be returning to the air. And now, lo and behold, they have made application for direct measurement of antenna power. Now, this is a very common application. Dozens of stations make this application every month, and it by itself is not newsworthy, but the fact that they would go to the effort to make such an application indicates that this facility may indeed still have life. So stay tuned. 1150 WONG Canton, Mississippi has gone silent again. On 1180 WHJM in Knoxville, Tennessee, a bit of a mystery here. According to the FCC, their construction permit to go full-time by adding a mighty 1 watt at night has been canceled. The reason for the mystery? We have a letter from owner Harry Morgan confirming that they are, in fact, operating at night with 1 watt, so we'll have to clear that up for you. 1230 WGGG Gainesville, Florida, another sunny block station, has gone silent. 1250 KCNZ in Cedar Falls, Iowa, this silent station is now back on the air. 1280 KARW Longview, Texas, is silent. 1330 WPJS Conway, South Carolina, is silent. Also on 1330 WETZ New Martinsville, West Virginia, has also gone silent. On 1340 CJMC in St. Anne-Dumont, formerly known as CBGA7, they request a move to 100.3 FM and will surrender their AM license if that's approved. 1410, we're not quite sure what's going on here, KKDD in North Las Vegas, Nevada. This station now has an STA, a special temporary authority, for 250 watts day and 15 watts at night U1 on 1410. Now, there's no information how this will affect their construction permit to move to 1400. Reports indicate that this silent station is presently back on the air, but on their old frequency of 1410. 1420 CKTL in Placeville, Quebec, request to move to 95.7 FM and will surrender their AM license if that's approved. 1450 KDMN in Buena Vista, Colorado. This silent station is expected to be back on the air in August, also relaying, you guessed it, KTHT in Dillon. 1470 WRQQ, Farrell, Pennsylvania. This silent station is back on the air, relaying programming from their FM, WRKU-FM, but presently they're operating daytime only. 1490 WUSS, Atlantic City, is reported to be silent. Also on 1490 CBDQ in Labrador City, Newfoundland, they request a move to 96.3 FM and will surrender their AM license if that's approved. 1510 WWBC, Cocoa, Florida, their construction permit to move to 770 has been canceled. 1530 KWTR, Creedmoor, Texas, this silent station is back on the air with an all-weather format. And that, by the way, is not a joke. It's not April Fool's. They actually are running, seriously, an all-weather format. 1550 WRHC, Coral Gables, Florida, their construction permit to move to 1560 has been canceled in that big FCC house cleaning. On 1550 WMIR, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, this silent station is expected to return to the air following the completion of a sale. And finally, on 1580 KGAL in Lebanon, Oregon, this brand new station has a target date of August 1995, so if you live in that area, we'd be interested to know if and when that station comes on the air. That'll do it for now. By the time you receive this tape, we will have already had the pleasure of meeting a lot of you at the big convention in Denver, Colorado. One of the people we'll meet there, of course, is this guy. For a couple days out of the year, we'll know exactly where he is. He'll be in Denver, too. John Bowker, it's your turn.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Hi, everybody. Yes, sir. Today we're on the shores of Lake Whitney, just an hour south of Fort Worth, Texas, in fact. And I want to say a special hello to Gary Kittler and Rod Moog and Dale Hamm and their friend George Shaw. To say what fun Linda and I had meeting them and their ladies who made it all possible back a month or so ago in Belton, Texas, right in the middle of the state. Thanks again, Dale, for setting it all up, and I hope George and his lovely wife made it all the way back to Birmingham that same evening. Oh, what a drive they must have had that 24-hour period. And for Rod Moog, Rod, I was paying attention. That language that I know you teach at the University of Texas is Malayalam. Malayalam. That's a wonderful language that comes from the southwestern part of India, they tell me. Okay, well, today we break new ground. We start at the 1290 regional frequency, and we're going to be hearing many of the stations that broadcast on 1290 from coast to coast, at least this month and next. Oh, goodness, but there's a lot of them. So let's get started on the September 1995 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
WKNE Keene, Radio 1290. CBS News is next at 11 o'clock.
CBS News, this is Reed Collins.
You know, I'd normally go away from Keene, but listen to this now.
This is WKNE and WKNE-FM in Keene, New Hampshire. The time is 1 and 55 seconds after the hour of 4. And in 2 seconds, it will be 2 minutes after the hour 4, which is right now.
Don't you love it? Listen to this one now.
You're listening to WICE Providence, where WICE Week begins Monday, August 30th.
Of course, later on, they moved to the city of Pawtucket, right across the river. And as many of you know, that's one of my favorite IDs, how they hide the word Pawtucket. This is what's at 1290 in Providence today.
WRCP, Providence.
Noticiário.
Estas são as últimas notícias do nosso país no seu Rádio Clube Português.
Okay, a foreign language. That was recorded about 25 years ago. Here's what they sound like today.
CCCAM West Hartford.
You notice they moved to West Hartford? That's where the money is. Okay, we leave New England now, as we always do at this period on the audio service, and we're going to go out on Long Island in New York State.
This is WGLI Babylon.
Your radio station.
WGLI
and Mike Douglas.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill.
Upstate New York now, along the Pennsylvania border. NBC News is next.
And then Bernie has local news at 10:05 on the Parker program. We'll continue with more. Stay with us. WMBF 1290. Binghamton, New York.
NBC Radio News. Good morning. I'm Dirk Van. Gorbachev is back, and he's hiring.
Okay.
Speaking of Pennsylvania.
Down form from number 40 to number 1. On AM Stereo 1290 WFBG, Altoona's first choice for music.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This next one I have to apologize for a little bit, but it's very old.
You're listening to WTUX, Radio 129 in Wilmington, the station with a unique sound in radio listening.
That recording is 27 years old.
And it's 10:30.
Oh, okay.
Shine and warm.
This is what you hear there today.
Hokesson has 52, and we're stuck at 51 right here in Wilmington as our music continues following the lunch hour. Not too hard, not too soft, just right. Bright 99.5, WJDR FM and AM Wilmington.
Yeah. They got a nice clean sound. Into Virginia. This is right near the North Carolina border, in fact.
PDA, Colonial Heights, Petersburg.
And again in Virginia.
Life would be so fair. Baby, my life would be so fair.
This is a station that brings back great memories. Starlight 1290 WSTK, Colonial Heights, Virginia. It's 8 o'clock.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Bob Witkin. The White House is facing fire from an old political foe, Ross Perot.
WSTK is their present call, by the way.
This is WAGE 1290 Radio, Leesburg, Virginia, with 15 years of service for Loudoun County.
Yeah, I almost missed them. Remember when they were at 1290? They're at 1200 now, of course. North Carolina, here we are.
WNLB, Rocky Mountain. KPI Radio News.
Another old recording from Hickory.
The form of Raymond LaVerve and his orchestra bringing us back into music from WHKY, Hickory, North Carolina.
And we have one more stop in North Carolina.
You're listening to the best sound around. The Gospel Sound, here on 1290 WJCV Jacksonville.
And time to go further south into South Carolina. The Quartermaster Corps.
More music and a better variety.
Better variety.
1290 WQMC Sumter. The winning quality of Morris College.
It's 11:30 time now for spiritual hymns and anthems.
Well, maybe not the official Quartermaster Corps.
WCHY, AM and FM, Savannah. Continuous country favorites back to back on Y94 FM.
Alrighty. Now we hop the St. Mary's River into the Sunshine State, finally.
Our call letters are WTMC, Ocala, a Sunstar station, Paradise 1290.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Barbara Porter.
All right, Barbara, take me out to the ballgame.
That time, Phil Hansen got the penetration and finally made the play on the running game on Johnny Johnson.
Pause briefly for station identification. This is Mutual, your network leader in radio sports.
AM 1290 WDET West Palm Beach, a Price Communications station.
And the snapper will be Roger Duffy.
WBZT is what they're known as now. This is what they used to be.
WPBG West Palm Beach is the mighty 1290, a Price Communications station.
Yep. WPBG was Palm Beach Gardens, by the way.
Quiz. Can you name the hockey star who holds a record for being in the playoffs the most years in a row?
Bobby Orr? I don't know. Speaking of Dale Hamm, He's taking us now to the town of Op.
Day number one, 1290 AM, WOPP, Op.
That's right. Op, Alabama. OPP, Alabama. Over to Sheffield, Alabama.
Fighting the good fight. We're his radio. AM 1290, WBTG, Sheffield.
And Dale, you were asking about Sylacauga, Alabama.
Thank you, Jesus.
WYEA, Sylacauga, the inspiration of the Coosa Valley area.
Gee, I have to share this with you. My monitor loudspeakers are sending this across Lake Whitney, and that sound just came back from across the other shore from the trees. That's beautiful.
Gee.
Well, we have some other nice music coming up on this next one from the home of the Atomic Energy Commission way back when. And where was that?
Here in Oak Ridge.
Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Radio station WATO.
Yeah. Nice call letters for the Atomic Energy Commission. Got to listen to this again across the lake. Okay, enough of that for now. And we move to Kentucky now. This ought to brighten things up.
It's 11 o'clock, WCDL Benton. Time once again for the Back to the Bible broadcast. Speaking this week from the North Marshall Church of Christ, Doug English.
That's one of our most recent recordings. In fact, we picked that up about 3 weeks ago while traveling through Kentucky.
At this time, WOMP AM leaves the air for another day of broadcasting. WOMP AM operates at 1290 on your radio dial with 1,000 watts. WOMP is owned and operated by TR Incorporated of Zanesville, Ohio, with studios on Route 214, Blair, Ohio. General Manager of WOMP, Mr. Robert Andre.
I love the way they say we leave the air now for another day of broadcasting. Well, from the Wheeling, West Virginia market over to the Dayton market.
Day started for work or school started with AccuWeather. From your official weather station, News Talk 1290 WHIO. 30 degrees at a minute before 1 o'clock.
News Talk 1290 WHIO, Dayton, Springfield. The Miami Valley's weather, traffic, and news authority. Depend on it.
I'm Dick Roberts. This hour's top story. Police say it began with words and ended in violent death.
Oh, boy. So often. We travel north into Michigan.
WHTR, Houghton Lake. Northern Michigan station for wonderful memories.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. Help is coming in from around the country for the Midwest flood victims.
And now back down toward the Indiana border of Michigan.
Keeping you up to date every hour on news. 1290 AM, WNIL, Niles Buchanan.
At 10 o'clock, we still have fog. Temperature reading at 37 degrees.
That's too cold.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC News.
37 degrees.
Number ones for country fun, WNRS Saline, the mighty 1290, and Stereo 103, WNRZ Ann Arbor.
That's still Michigan, but this is Illinois.
Congratulations to Teresa Williams of Bartonville. She's WIRL's Bandstand Grand Prize winner, and you may be next. Listen longer to the only one.
1290, WIRL, Peoria.
Gee, I wish we could stick around, but we're moving into Wisconsin.
You're listening to 1290 WMVP, Greenfield, Milwaukee, the soul of yesterday, today, and forever.
What happened to WMCS?
News and comments, a service of WCUU News.
Good morning, Milwaukee.
But sale ends Saturday, so who's smarter? The woman who went to Sears or this one who won the Nobel Prize?
Could go either way.
1290 WMCS, Greenfield, Milwaukee.
Now, that's what I was waiting for. None of this WZUU stuff. My goodness.
Every time I try to quit, I just fall prey to that pipe.
And our last station this month, westward within Wisconsin. Oh, boy. Almost to the Minnesota border. Let's listen.
You're tuned to Happy Country with a Kick. WKLJAM, Sparta La Crosse, K1290.
USA Radio Network News. This is Therese Arena.
Well, hello again, Therese. She's doing local news on WBAP. Right along, you know, the ABC Radio Network headquarters are here in Dallas, along with USA Network, I guess a bunch of others, too. Well, say, that wraps us up. We've still got another 20 stations to do. We'll be doing that for you live and in color from Aurora, Colorado, at the 1995 annual NRC and DX Audio Service Conventions. Those of you who can make it, we're sure looking forward to meeting you. And speaking of somebody who's made it, here's Jim Snowbarger.
Hey, did you hear what he said? That's nice. Say thank you.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
As Bruce Williams always says, welcome in.
Right.
To another edition of the column we call Bandscan, where we take a look up as well as down our beloved AM radio band, seen from just darn near everywhere, really. Hey, before we get rocking and rolling this time, quickie about the internet addresses we were talking about last month. You were wondering about that. If you want to write to me, I'd love to hear from you. My address is jlsnow, as in JLSNOW, at fcseng.frco.com. Tested by millions and sometimes works, as a matter of fact. So, hey, this is a very special band scan. This is our last one.
Yeah!
All right. That was so predictable. I knew you were going to do that. Anyway, I think we've gotten to a logical point to cut this off since we're just out of material, frankly. People have stopped sending them in, and I think that indicates that the readership has produced all of the scans it cares to, and it's time to move on and do something else. Now, in the course of this little series, we have heard not from everywhere, but quite a few places. We started out in southeastern Pennsylvania, and in the course of the thing, we heard from New Jersey, Massachusetts, northwestern Ohio. Nice scan from northern Illinois and southern Florida. We heard from Colorado, both ends of California, northwest Washington State, western South Dakota. We had a scan from Iowa by night in there somewhere, and last time we heard from Minnesota. And this time I want to wrap up with a nice long scan from central Iowa by day from my listening post right here using my Sony ICF-2010 and my big 4-foot homemade air core loop, which, when tuned to the proper frequency, can get you just about anything you can hear anywhere on the band. Now, in case you're not familiar with the geography out here, and Iowa is a small state about 200 miles wide north to south and 300 miles east to west, and I'm located right about in the middle of the state. Now, according to North American Van Lines, if you look 288 miles east of me, you'll find Chicago. 240 miles southwest is Kansas City, and about 180 miles west, southwest, is Omaha. 344 miles southeast of here is St. Louis, and if you look 232 miles straight north, you'll find the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Minnesota, from which Skip Dabblestein did a really nice report last time. And you remember, he was conjecturing that we had several daytimers in common, and I did comment that we had about 30 stations, as a matter of fact. And I'll be harking back to Skip's report as we go through this and showing you little snippets of what it sounded like up in Minneapolis when we come across those stations. And when I do that, I'll introduce a little tone sequence that will key you to the fact that we're going up to Minneapolis. In fact, when you hear this, that means we're going to Minneapolis, St. Paul. And then when you hear, that means we're coming back home to Iowa. All right, does that make sense? Do that one more time. That means we're going up to Minneapolis. We're coming back to Iowa. All right, let's go.
520 kilohertz. The 25-watt beacon over at Iowa City, that's about 90 miles from here. At 540, 5,000-watt KWMT Fort Dodge. They get out like crazy. Make it to Minneapolis, too.
Iowa's radio station, AM 540, KWMT Fort Dodge.
Now 550 is kind of splattered because of that strong signal on 540, but if we get the filter zeroed in on 560 here, WIND in Chicago, and to the south, good signal out of KWTO in Springfield, Missouri, way down in the southwestern part of the state. 570. Another whopping signal from WNAX Yankton, South Dakota.
459, it's your big friend in the Midwest, WNAX Yankton.
Didn't I just say that? 580.
Free no obligation quote on your car insurance.
WIBW Topeka, Kansas.
Or stop by 2605 Southwest 21st Street in Topeka.
Now, if we rotate the loop here on 580, listen for some traditional country music sound. That's 5,000 watt WILL at Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, over south of Chicago. Moving on to 590.
Pillow insults. Thin and durable.
5,000 watt WOW Omaha.
Assorted sizes for men and women. Only a dollar.
WOW Omaha. Council Bluff. And Lincoln.
600.
All six shots back at four under par.
You're hearing American Gold on AM Stereo 600, WMT, Cedar Rapids.
Here on 610, get the loop adjusted correctly. Nice strong signal from 61 Country, WDAF, Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah, great music, huh? Now here on 620... the countrywide commercial is countrywide. WTMJ, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Call 800-877-LOAN. 800-877-LOAN. I like it. Countrywide. Equal housing lender.
Also on 620, out in the western part of Iowa, 1,000-watt KMNS in Sioux City, playing country music.
There she goes, one hip at a time, as Joe Dippy would say, walking out the door. Lori Morgan, off the request lines, and line two, you're up next. Hi, what would you like?
Well, I'd like to hear something by Marty Robbins.
Welcome to Iowa.
Oh, and I'd like to play something by Marty Robbins.
Yeah.
KMNS.
Oh, boy, that station makes it all the way to Minneapolis, too.
6,200, KMNS.
6:30.
This is Gary Wood, Bill Caver, and Jesse Adams. We want to tell you about our new show that is coming to KJSL, the Salt and Light of St. Louis. The program's called God's Word, God's Way. It'll be Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock. Listen to God's Word, God's Way, Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock on the Salt and Light of St. Louis, AM 630, KJSL.
The Bible in Proverbs.
640, WOI, Ames.
Had sprayed the pig yard with a kind of a chlorophyll cologne.
At 640 on the dial, you're listening to WOI in Ames.
Now, here on 650, listen for a Diet Pepsi commercial. That's 10,000 watt WKKQ in Nashwauk, Minnesota, way up north of the Twin Cities. WSM Nashville, Tennessee is in the background. Sometimes that station comes in fairly well in the early morning here in Iowa. Naturally, it comes in pretty well up in the Twin Cities at Skip's location.
Big John Christie.
Here on 660, the big carrier is 1,000 watt KCRO Omaha, Nebraska. With the lousy audio, obviously religious. Yeah, there it is. Turn the loop to the north, however.
Fifth Avenue Sleep Center, downtown St. Cloud.
You get WVAL, 10,000 watts from Sauk Rapids, Minnesota.
You and your friends will have a good time at your next function. Call the 101 Music Masters today at 252-6200.
Rockin' 101, WHMH-FM, 60 AM, WBAL, Sauk Rapids, St. Cloud.
670, WMAQ Chicago.
We just strike for 1 week, then the players and owners...
They make
really
it to Minneapolis.
Make
68, KFEQ St. Joe, Missouri, 5 kilowatts.
690. The gospel there is 1,000 watt KSTL St. Louis. KTCJ Minneapolis 500 watts is in the background. They have a CP to go to 1,000 watts, but I don't think that had to come into effect at that point. 700. Just traces of WLW. Usually I get them better than that in the daytime. Maybe they were on a reduced power or something. 710. 10 kilowatt WHB Kansas City, Missouri. 720.
And we both have paper. That's another ball.
WGN Chicago.
I've got one more ball and I get another. Don't I get another point?
Player on base, I guess.
We're not doing bases.
I don't know. How are we?
Bring the bases.
I know.
Three,
only on
two,
G on Chicago to hear this kind of stuff.
Paper covers rock.
Skip, get some too.
Setting course of views of WGN Continental Broadcasting.
IN
730
KER
KWOA Worthington, Minnesota, 1,000 watts up in the southwestern corner of the state.
Thousands of different types of puzzles dating back to the early 1800s.
Skip, get some.
Good morning, KWOA in Worthington, 730 on your AM dial.
740.
Now, another difficulty arises.
KBOE Oskaloosa, Iowa.
It was always customary.
A little 250 watt station, 60 miles away.
When the missionary went to the pagan world, that he took a
750. That's 10,000 watt KMMJ Grand Island, Nebraska. In the background is a little 500 water over near Chicago.
Today,
760, a 6,000 watt station from Kansas
growth,
City.
KCCB. Now you can be a KCCB ambassador and help us spread the word to others. We'll provide you with program guides, bumper stickers, and more that you can pass on to your friends, co-workers, and church members. We'll put you on our special mailing list exclusively for KCCB ambassadors. You'll always be one of the first to know what's new at KCCB. To join KCCB's exclusive ambassador club, call Carol Jones during normal business hours at 642-7600.
South, I just 770 Radio K. You've been listening to Where Threads Come Loose.
This is 770 KUOM, University of Minnesota, right, Minneapolis.
Take a short musical
5,000 watts by day. A CP to go to 25,000, but not active yet, I don't
blood
think.
Bloodletting on the Twin Cities Drama Alternative 770 Radio K.
KUOM, University Public Radio in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Now, because student stations have a tendency to be kind of sloppy, we get to hear the Perry Como in the background. That's 1,000 watt WEW from St. Louis.
Social programs.
780.
For police officers.
WBBM Chicago, of course.
Social worker. And so I think
in the background, you'll hear 1,000 watt WJAG from Norfolk, Nebraska.
Bob Dole and I have talked to Leon Panetta and said, look, we'll work with you to produce a crime bill that's passable and to do it fairly quickly if you're willing to rewrite some of the bad provisions.
Chicago, all news station, WBBM News Radio 78. Another key.
.790, 500 watt WRMS, Beardstown, Illinois. That's about 200 miles away. Hold that thought, Jimbo. Fred is waving his hand at me as though we don't have enough time to finish this report this month, but we'll pick it up next month. You hang in there, and we'll see you then.
On our DX change, Chris Cuomo, C-U-O-M-O, at 670 3rd Avenue in Verona, Pennsylvania, 15147. His telephone number is 412-828-6376. Is looking for someone to room with at the Denver Convention. Fred Vobey, your illustrious editor, has a touch-tone telephone for sale with a record jack built into it for recording or playing audio down a telephone line. $25, which includes the shipping to someone in the United States. Paul Swearingen at DX News Magazine is always on the lookout for old envelopes, stationery, or printed information which bears radio station call letters. He's pretty well saturated with United States and Canadian logos, but could use some more small-sized logos from outside the United States. Perhaps non-USA members could take the time to track down some and send them to him. He also has found that the telephone yellow pages are a good source of smaller-sized logos and a good sharp photocopy really works well. And finally, DeKalb Comenia member Bill Eckhart, who participated in the rescue operations after the Oklahoma City bombing tragedy, has asked us to keep trying to help locate on videotape, that is VHS videotape or audio tape, as many stories, newscasts, documentaries, raw feeds, or any other coverage of the event. All tapes will be returned. You can contact Bill Eckhart at Post Office Box 365 in Mustang, Mustang, Oklahoma, 73064-0365. And that's our DXchange.
Bruce Conti, and this is the International DX Audio Service Report. The new DX season is well underway as transatlantic signal levels and DXers recover from a long, hot summer. Northern latitude transatlantic signals have been especially strong during the months of September and October in past seasons. Suggested targets coming right up, but first, International DX from a different perspective.
Boston's blessing is 1510 WNRB Boston, today's Christian radio.
Just like North American DXers enjoy chasing after stations from other nations, there are also DXers outside North America trying to hear our stations. Radio station WNRB on 1510 kilohertz in Boston, Massachusetts, is just one example of many local broadcasters heard in some unlikely places. WNRB receives many reception reports from Europe and has been heard from as far away as Johannesburg, South Africa. This is actually more reasonable than it might seem. WNRB's transmitter site is located in Waltham, a suburb to the west of Boston. WNRB beams 50,000 watts to the east to cover Boston while protecting other domestic stations, such as WNLC and WLAC. The result is a signal that carries well beyond Boston across the Atlantic Ocean, making it an easy target for coastal European and African DXers.
Mostly cloudy, 71 degrees. It'll be in the 60s overnight.
New York, Bell's News, WCBS. News Radio, 88, WCBS New York. All news, all day, all night.
WCBS News Time, 10 o'clock.
I'm looking over some back issues of DXers Calling, the magazine of DX Australia. It's interesting to note the popularity of chasing after East Coast Yanks, as they call them, referring to DX reception in Australia of radio stations from the eastern United States. WFAN 660 and WCBS 880 New York are popular targets. Our down-under counterparts seem to especially enjoy de-expeditioning with beverage antennas at remote sites away from heavily populated areas.
Step out for station identification on the WFAN Mets Radio Network. Want to talk about the Mets game? Then stay tuned for Howie Rose and Mets Extra coming up after the Mets and Phillies right here on Sports Radio 66 WFAN New York.
The reception of Eastern U.S. stations in Australia leads me to wonder about reception of Australian stations and whether or not they can be heard here in the East. NRCer Ray Moore in Florida often reports hearing Australia, but I don't know of anyone further north ever logging anything from that part of the world on medium wave, at least not in recent history. If you'd like to give Australia a shot, here are some targets. Of course, DXers living on the West Coast will have a better chance of hearing these. On 702 kilohertz, radio station 2BL, broadcasting from Sydney with 50,000 watts. On 774 kilohertz, station 3LO in Melbourne, again with 50,000 watts. And from the Queensland, 4QD Emerald, 50,000 watts on 1548 kilohertz. If you're on the East Coast and not feeling so ambitious, you'll have a better chance at hearing some of the following. These are transatlantic stations that usually perform well during this time of year. On 621 kilohertz from the Canary Islands, you'll find Radio Nacional España broadcasting with 300,000 watts. on 891 kilohertz, the 300,000 to 600,000 watt station from Algeria should be an easy target. Morocco is another easy one on 1044 kilohertz with 300,000 watts of power. Look for England's Talk Radio UK on 1053 and 1089 kilohertz. Denmark is usually best this time of year on 1062 kilohertz. Listen for Croatia's Hrvatska Radio on 1134 kilohertz, parallel 7370 shortwave. And one more target for when conditions are good for northern openings, check 1314 kilohertz for Norway, broadcasting with an unbelievable 1.2 megawatts of power. And that wraps up another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. Next time, DX audio from some target TAs, plus a phasing demonstration, and for Tim Hendel in Miami, get ready for DX audio from Newfoundland in the works for the December edition. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Thanks, Bruce, for the report. And before we flip over to side two of this cassette, a couple sad notes to report in the broadcasting and DX hobby. J.P. McCarthy passed away recently from cancer. J.P. was the morning man on WJR, the great voice of the Great Lakes, for many, many years. And also John Cameron Swayze has passed on, and both of them will be sadly missed on the airwaves. Also, I received a message from Gary Siegel, longtime Toledo friend, of the passing of Ken Romstad, a longtime National Radio Club member. Ken had been active in the DX hobby for many, many years, and will be missed. Ken Romstad died of a heart attack at age 39. Let's get over to side two with some hopefully happy news on the DX Audio Service for September 1995.